Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, June 21st. Grains opened sharply lower overnight on good rains that moved across the eastern half of the Midwest over the weekend. We had several lines of showers move through, including some severe weather hitting through northern Illinois, Chicago area, and then moving on eastward, heavy rains in Indiana, southern Michigan. So we've got overnight July corn down 13 cents, 641 and three quarters. December down 18 and three quarters, 547 and a half. Both of those back under the 50-day, which they crept above on Friday's recovery. July wheat down 9, 653 and three quarters. Kansas City July down a dime, 596 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 and a half in July at 753. Those wheat contracts there are now bouncing around between the 100 and 200 day moving averages. And we've got July beans down 18 cents at 1378. We've got 200 day down at 1295, the 100 day at 1449. We're right in the middle of that. Pretty big ranges there. November beans down a quarter at 1288. Looking at those moving averages, the 100 day comes in right where we're trading now, right about 1288. So that may determine where we head. You've got the 200 day much further below, down at 1161. One small silver lining to these rain clouds bringing in these lower prices: couple of sales this morning, 336,000 tons to China in soybeans and 120,000 tons of beans to unknown. So maybe bringing in some demand with these lower prices. Maybe that's why China was floating across those rumors of clamping down on commodity speculation. Outside markets, we've got the dollar down 14 cents at 92 even. Crude oil down 17 cents a barrel, 71.47. Stock market up about 225 in pre-opening trade. Forecast moving forward now looks much wetter in the eastern part of the Corn Belt, but still some deficits remain, drier across North and South Dakota, Nebraska, parts of Kansas. So we will see if, again, how the funds react to this, depending on what they feel the rain in the eastern half of the Midwest and how that compares to whatever deficits we might be left with. Markets trading inside of Friday's ranges. Pretty amazing with the size of the overnight ranges, about 25 cents in November beans, 22 in Dease corn, 10 to 15 cents in the wheat that we have inside days right now, but that's obviously a factor of this heavy volatility. Markets looking ahead to the June 30th final planting report, and beyond that, then we'll look at weather again. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.